Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Welcome to Power in the Word. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and it's a blessing and an honor to be with you on today. God is good and worthy to be praised. I pray that you're having a good day. I pray that you're having a good week. Amen. I pray that you're having a good life, that you're walking with the Lord, doing what the Lord has already preordained for you to do. Amen. I know that I am. I am busy for the Lord, loving the Lord, living my life with the Lord, living for the Lord. Amen. And glad to be in the kingdom of God. This is Power in the Word. It's a call-in show. You can call in at any time. And the call-in number is 646-652-4832. Amen. Amen. And praise God. Today, I'm going to be talking about self-esteem. I'm actually going to be talking about the self-esteem that God builds. Amen. Amen. Because we have one perspective of self-esteem from the world. And today, I want to talk to you from the Bible about what you should think of yourself and how you should value yourself. Amen. And praise God. Let us pray. Father God, we praise your holy name. Lord, I worship you on today. I magnify your name. You are worthy to be praised. There is none like you, Lord. Lord, I lift your name on high. Father God, I give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in my life for who you are and what you do and what you have done. Father God, I love you because you first loved me. I pray for this Power in the Word segment. I pray your blessings upon this show. I pray for every person that will listen via archive or even live. Father God, I pray that you would bless them and that they will leave this particular segment knowing for sure who they are in Christ. So Father, bless this time that we have together. Let your Holy Spirit breathe on this particular 30 minutes, Father God. And we, at the end of the day, will be sure to give you the glory, the honor, and the praise. And it's in the precious name of Jesus Christ that I lift this prayer up to you. I pray for everybody who's sick in body. I pray healing in the name of Jesus. I pray peace for those who are troubled. And I pray joy for those who have been distressed. We give you the glory, the honor, and the praise in the precious name of Jesus Christ. Amen. And praise God. Hallelujah. God is good. And I just picked up in my spirit that somebody has tuned in and you're not having a particularly easy time. I want you to know that God has seen your condition. Amen. He knows what you're walking in and he is bringing you through. Continue to hold on to the Lord. Continue to seek his face and God will be faithful. Amen. Because he is faithful and he will make sure that his word does come to fruition in your life, that his word comes to pass in your life. You don't have to be afraid. Don't be afraid. Just continue to be obedient. Continue to follow God. Continue to obey God, and God will do the rest. Amen. Press, press. I'm hearing press forward. Press forward towards the cross. Press forward in your obedience, and God will do the rest. Amen. And praise God. You know, God is speaking. God is always speaking. He is still speaking today. Amen. Again, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and you have tuned in to Power in the Word. Today's show is about self-esteem, and I want you to call in. Feel free to call in. The number is 646-652-4832. I want to go through some of the scripture about the what God says about you. Amen. Don't ever let the world put a label on you to tell you who you are and who you are not, what you cannot do. Don't let the world put limitations on you. Don't let the world validate you, because only God can validate you. Amen. There's some things I want to tell you about your identity. The first thing that I want to tell you is that according to the book of Genesis, you were created in the image of God. Yes, yes, you were. You were created in the image of God. If you have your Bible, you may want to turn with me. If not, because I understand that some of you are at work. But I want to just put the word on it. Amen. Genesis chapter 1, verse 26. reads, "Then God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground." So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Amen. Man or woman, if you're listening to me right now, what I want you to hear is that you are worthy. God created you in his image, in his likeness. What does that mean? That means that just as our God is worthy of honor and respect, therefore you too are worthy of honor and respect. Amen. Don't let anyone dishonor you. Don't allow yourself to be in a predicament, in a situation, in a relationship, or on a job where you are being disrespected and dishonored. Amen. Stand up for what you deserve. You deserve to be respected. You deserve honor and respect. You are worthy of honor and respect. And when God begins to shower you and with those blessings, when he begins to bless you, when he begins to make your name great, you will be able to stand up and receive it. Amen. Some of us can't even receive a compliment. Someone will tell you that your dress is nice or they like your tie, and you will say something like, oh, this old thing, or it's all right. We need to learn how to receive compliments, amen, because compliments are just preparation for what is to come, amen. God said that he will make your name great, amen. So get ready to receive the blessings of the Lord. You are created in the image of God. You are worthy of honor and respect. Do not settle for less, amen. Do not think you do not deserve better, because my word tells me, my Bible tells me that you do, amen. The second thing is you were created to rule, amen. Right there in the book of Genesis, right in chapter 1, verse 26, I read it already. Let me just read it again. It says, and let them rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the ground. You were created to rule. And later in the book of Genesis, God tells Adam and Eve to be fruitful and multiply, to subdue the earth, to rule over the earth. Amen. So you were created to rule. So don't think it's strange when God begins to promote you, when he begins to elevate you on the job or in ministry. Don't think it's strange, because you were indeed created to rule. The third thing that you must know about yourself, if you are a Christian, is that you are a new creation. Amen. You're a new creation. All of that old stuff has passed away. It really has passed away. And you no longer have to be a victim to your past. You no longer have to let people hold you hostage to what you used to do and what you used to be, amen, and how you used to act and what you didn't do before, because that person is no longer in existence. That person has died, has been crucified with Christ, amen, and you have emerged a totally new creation. In 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17, it reads, therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creation. The old has gone, the new has come. Amen. The old has gone, the new has come. It's a new day. Hallelujah. It's a new day. You're not the person that you used to be. Yesterday is gone. It really did end last night. Yesterday is over. Is over. All of that stuff that you did in the past, just think about it briefly to remind yourself of how great God is, because all of that stuff has been put into the sea of forgetfulness. God is not holding you hostage to that. So go ahead and release yourself so that you can move forward into the mighty plan of the Lord. You are a new creation in Christ. Amen. Amen. And the fourth thing that I want to tell you about who you are is that you're wonderfully and fearfully made. Amen. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. And we're going to flip over to the book of Psalms. You know, I've been fighting a cold. I'm healed in Jesus' name, but my voice is a little hoarse because of the cold that I was fighting. But I'm better. I'm fine. Pray for me. Amen. Pray for me. In the book of Psalms, chapter 139. And this is awesome. This is awesome because David here is praising God because of how God created him to be. Amen. And that's what we need to do. We need to praise God because of how God has created us to be. Psalms 139, verse 13 reads, "For you created my inmost being. You knit me together in my mother's womb. I praise you because I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Your works are wonderful. I know that full well. My frame was not hidden when I was made in the secret place, when I was woven together in the depths of the earth." Amen. In verse 17, he says, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God. How vast is the sum of them. Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." Amen. In verse 16, he says, "Your eyes saw my unformed body. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be." Amen. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. God created you. Amen. And that alone is good because God does not make junk. Amen. God created you in his image. He created you wonderful. He created you beautiful. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. And I'm talking about the self-image today that God builds. Amen. Because unless God builds you, unless God builds it, it cannot stand. Amen. So often we try to go out and make our own way, and we want to make our own name for ourselves. But that is something that will not stand against the hands of time or the obstacles that you will encounter in this world. Let God validate you. It's not what you've done or how many times you've done it or how great you are or how horrible you are in your own eyes or in the eyes of others. It's what God says about you that really, really, really matters. Amen. Amen. So let God validate you. Amen. You are wonderfully and fearfully made because he created you. He took the time to knit you together in your mother's womb. You are wonderfully and fearfully made. Get that down on the inside of you. Know that God created you to be somebody special. Amen. Amen. Praise God. And another thing that you need to know about yourself is that you are God's workmanship. Amen. You are God's workmanship. Let's look at Ephesians chapter 2. As we turn, this is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and I'm talking to you about the self-esteem that God builds. Amen. Ephesians chapter 2, verse verse 10. Ephesians 2:10 says, "For we are God's workmanship, created in Christ Jesus, amen, to do good works, amen, which God prepared in advance for us to do." So you are God's workmanship, amen. God created you. Again, I talked about how he formed you with his own hands. But not only that, but everything that you've been through in your life has been in preparation for the person that you are today. The Greek for this word workmanship sometimes has the connotation of a work of art. Amen. Hallelujah. So you are a work of art. I'm excited to know that I am a work of art. Get excited about what God has done when he created you. You are a work of art, God's workmanship. And then the next thing that you want to know is that you were created for good works. Amen. The sixth thing is that you were created for good works. Ephesians 2:10 says that you were created in Christ Jesus. Praise the Lord. One moment. Let me just clear my throat. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get through this. Keep praying. Keep praying. But the Bible says that you were created in Christ Jesus to do good works. Amen. So you were created to do good works, which God prepared in advance for you to do. Amen. So it's not by chance that you're here. You're not just a wandering generality. You are created in the image of God, created to rule, a new creation, wonderfully and fearfully made. God's workmanship, created for good works that he prepared in advance for you to do. Amen. Amen. Praise the Lord. I'm excited about this. This is a good thing to know who we are in Christ, to let God build our self-esteem so that we're not out there being rocked back and forward, backwards and forwards by the things that people say about us. You don't have to worry about what people say about you. You don't have to worry about what people think about you. When you know what God says about you, when you know what God thinks about you, what other people say and think really does not matter. Amen. As long as you are praising the Lord with your life, as long as you're worshiping the Lord in everything that you do, as long as you're doing everything as unto the Lord, then what people say don't about you really doesn't matter. Only what God says about you matters, because it's right here. It's right here in your Bible, as I am showing you today, that you are somebody in Christ. Amen. Amen. And the seventh thing that I want to tell you is that you are a royal priesthood. Amen. A royal priesthood. Let's look at 1 Peter chapter 2. God is good all the time, and all the time God is good. God is worthy to be praised. Amen. I glorify him and I praise his name because of the great things that he has done and because of who he has created me to be. Amen. God has created us to be marvelous in his sight. Amen. You are somebody in Christ. If you don't leave this call with anything else, this program with anything else, I want you to leave knowing that you are somebody in Christ. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 9 reads, "But you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God, that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light. Once you were not a people, but now you are the people of God. Once you had not received mercy, but now you have received mercy." Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Meditate on that. 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10. You are so many things. It talks about a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a people belonging to God. Amen. King James says a peculiar people. Amen. Seven is your royal priesthood. Eight, a chosen people. Nine, a peculiar people. Amen. 10, a people belonging to God. Amen. A peculiar people. Peculiar. When you think about the Greek word for peculiar, it's value property. It means a value property. property. As you never thought you had value before, today I'm letting you know that God has considered you to be valuable, amen. His value property, special, also a jewel, amen. You're precious to God, amen, the called out of God, a chosen people. God has chosen you. There's nothing that happens by chance in the kingdom of God. God has chosen you to be his daughter. God has chosen you to be his son. God has chosen you to be his people, his value property, his special people, his peculiar people, his people who are more precious to him than jewels. You are a royal priesthood, amen. And I just combined all of those together because they all look at the same scripture, 1 Peter chapter 2, verses 9 and 10, amen, amen. And then you have to know that you are the called out of God, amen, the called out of God. Let's look at one more scripture. I believe I have time for a couple more. Let's see how far we can go with this, but I pray that you're getting this. I pray that this is getting down on the inside of you. Don't walk around with your head down. Hold your head up. Hold your head up. I say hold your head up and walk boldly in the designation that has been given you by God the Father. Amen. God has created you and declared some things over your life, and these are some of the things that have been declared over your life. Do not any longer let people talk about you like a dog and put their words on you and you receive those words. Reject them, reject them. Rebuke the words of the enemy, the lies. The enemy is the liar. The devil is the liar, and the truth is not in him. He is the father of lies, and you have to realize that you cannot believe the report of the enemy over your life. You can't believe them when they say you're nothing, you're nobody, you'll never be anything, that you're worthless and no good, and that you're incapable of doing the things that God has called you to do. That's a lie. It's a lie. The devil is a liar, and the truth is not in him. You can do, be, and have everything that God has called you to do, be, and have. Amen. Amen. And while I look at this other scripture, I want to invite you to call in. The call-in number is 646-652-4832. Amen. But you're the called out of God. Romans chapter 8, here in this scripture, verse 30 says, "And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified. What then shall we say in response to this? If God is for us, who can be against us?" Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. If God is for us, who can be against us? It says those God called, he says, we know, let's look at verse 28. It says, "And we know that in all things God works for the good of those who love him, who have been called according to his purpose. For those God foreknew, he also predestined to be conformed to the likeness of his son, that he might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those he predestined, he also called. Those he called, he also justified. Those he justified, he also glorified." It's not by chance that you are a child of God in the kingdom of God. God called you before you were even born, while you were yet a twinkle in your mother's eyes, in your father's eyes, God knew the plan that he had for you. Jeremiah 29:11 says, "For I know the plans I have for you, says the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you a hope and a future." God already planned this thing. God planned it, the ministry that you have in you. God already preordained it. The books that you're writing and that you have yet to write, God already preordained it. The business that you're working, God already preordained it. The impact that you're making on society, God already preordained it. The friends that you have that are beneficial to your life, God already preordained it. That husband, that wife, that is your ministry, God already preordained it. It is not by chance. He called you. God called you to be the man that you are today. God called you to be the woman that you are today. Do not let people step on you and try to kill the vision, try to kill the calling that you have on your life. Amen. Obey God. Just do what God has told you to do. Walk with the Lord, and his plan in your life will not fail. God's plan in your life will not fail, because the Bible tells us that his plans are greater than your plans, and his ways and his thoughts are higher than your ways and your thoughts. Look to God. Lean not on your own understanding. Consider the Lord, and he will direct your path. If you tuned in today and you're not a Christian and you wanted to know about self-esteem, if you've been thinking that you're nothing, that you're nobody, if you've been beat up by life, if you've been discouraged, distressed, if you've been disillusioned about some things in your life, I want to tell you that you have tuned in at the right time to the right place, because this word is for you also. You have also been chosen to hear this word on today. You're being called by God to come into the kingdom of God. Believe on Jesus Christ. All of this that I'm talking about comes through Jesus Christ, who shed his blood on Calvary for me and for you, for us, so that we could be the people of God, to have the self-esteem that God builds, to be ordained to walk in the call of God, to fulfill the purpose of God, so that God could make our names great, so we could live for the glory of God, and God would receive the glory from our lives. Amen. Amen, and praise God. So you can become a Christian by believing in your heart and confessing with your mouth that Jesus Christ is the Lord. Amen, and that he really did come to live and die for you. But not only did he live and die, but he got up on the third day. He got up out of that grave. I know what the historians are saying. I know they're trying to denounce this, but I believe it. Amen. I believe it, and because of that, I have the victory in my life. And if you believe it, you too can have the victory. Amen. And praise God. You are the called out of God. And finally, I only have a few more minutes, but I just wanted to say that you are a child of God. You are the son of God, the daughter of God. You are joint heirs with Christ. Amen. To everything that God has promise, amen, to eternal life, amen. You will not perish, but you shall have eternal life with God. To the blessings of Abraham, you have inherited through faith the blessings of Abraham. God told Abraham, I will bless you, and I will make you a blessing to others, amen. He said, I will make your name great, amen, and you are heirs to that covenant that God had with Abraham. You are friends of Christ. Amen. God, Jesus said, I no longer call you servants, but I call you friends. Amen. Amen. And then you are finally a man of great power, a woman of great power. Amen. Because if you are a Christian, amen, you are privy to receive the Holy Spirit. Amen. It's the Holy Spirit that is going to lead you into all understanding of everything that has been spoken through the prophets and through and by Christ. Amen. Everything that God has spoken as a person with the Holy Spirit, you have been endued with power from on high, power to cast out demons, power to stomp on serpents, power to perform miracles. The Greek word for power is dunamis. Dunamis. You have received dunamis, the power that Christ walked in. He said, what I do, even as my disciples, even greater works shall you do. We got to get this. We need to get this down on the inside of us, that we have power. We have dunamis. We have all power over the enemy. The enemy has no power in your life. Doubt, discouragement has no power over your life. Defeat has no power over your life. Death has no power over your life. You are filled with power. You are more than conquerors through Christ. There is no weapon formed against you that can prosper. You have the power to speak things into existence. You have the power to perform miracles, to heal the sick, to open the eyes of the blind, to give the lame the ability to walk. You have the power to cast out demons. Amen. You have received power in the book of Acts chapter 1, verse 8. Jesus said, but you will receive power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the ends of the earth. Amen. So Jesus gave them power. Amen. Jesus said, you will receive power. So we have the power. Oh, you have the power, and I have the power. Amen. You are a child of the Most High God. You are a child of the Most High God. You are definitely, certainly a child of the Most High God, and that means that you need to run on. You need to just run on. Stop allowing people to cut you down with their words. Stop allowing people to tell you what you can't do, who you are not, and who you cannot be, what you cannot be, what God has not said. If God said it, believe it, and that settles it. Amen. If God said it, believe it, and that settles it. No longer be tossed to and fro by every circumstance that occurs in your life. Stand up, hold your head up, open up your mouth, and declare what thus says the Lord, and begin to exercise the power that is dwelling, ruling, and abiding on the inside of you. Amen. And praise God. I'm out of time. I am out of time. I have enjoyed bringing you this particular teaching on power. If you enjoyed it, go ahead and email me at powerintheword1@yahoo.com. This is Pastor Rebecca Simmons, and we have Bible study on tonight, Hour of Power, at New Creation Christian Ministries in Elizabeth, New Jersey, every Wednesday night at 7 o'clock. This is what we teach. We teach the relevant Word of God so that you can walk out and exercise the plan of God with the power of God that dwells on the inside of you. Amen. Praise God. Let God build your self-esteem. Don't accept or receive the words of others anymore. If it's not good, reject it. Amen. If it's good, accept it, receive it. But don't let your entire being rest on what other people have to say about you. Know what God says about you. I've given it to you. Listen to this program over and over and over again. Get it on the inside, and you will have success in every area of your life. No weapon formed against you will be able to prosper, and you will be victorious in all that you do. And even if you fill some areas where you are not being victorious, you will have an "it is well with my soul," knowing that God has already prepared good works in advance for you to do, and all that you need to do is tap into the pulse of God and walk in the path that he sets before you. Amen. And praise God. Remember that you are somebody in Christ. Amen. Remember that you're a child of the Most High God, a peculiar people, a chosen people, a special people, people of great value. Remember, my brother, remember, my sister, to make the most out of every single opportunity. And remember that God loves you, and so do we here at Power in the Word. Peace.